Listening. Part 1.
For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice.
One. Where are the man's gloves now?
Have you seen my gloves anywhere? Can you help me find them? I've checked the car, but they're not there. Did I leave them on the kitchen table?
Oh, yes, I remember. I moved them from there and put them on the shelf by the window. I needed to do some work on the table.
Okay, I can see them. Thanks.
Now listen again.
Have you seen my gloves anywhere? Can you help me find them? I've checked the car, but they're not there. Did I leave them on the kitchen table?
Oh, yes, I remember. I moved them from there and put them on the shelf by the window. I needed to do some work on the table.
Okay, I can see them. Thanks.
Two. Who is the girl's new teacher?
Is that your new teacher over there, Nina? The one with glasses and long dark hair?
She doesn't wear glasses, and she's tall with short dark hair.
Is she standing next to the other tall woman, the one with short fair hair?
Yes, that's her.
Now listen again.
Is that your new teacher over there, Nina? The one with glasses and long dark hair?
She doesn't wear glasses, and she's tall with short dark hair.
Is she standing next to the other tall woman, the one with short fair hair?
Yes, that's her.
Three. How much will they pay to hire a car?
You know we need to hire a car for our holiday. Well, I got some prices from the internet. The cheapest one is £110, but it could be a bit small. There's a bigger car for £130.
We paid about £100 last year and the car was fine. I think we should get the cheaper one.
OK, I agree.
Shall I book it then? I can do it this afternoon if you give me the information.
Now listen again.
You know we need to hire a car for our holiday. Well, I got some prices from the internet. The cheapest one is £110, but it could be a bit small. There's a bigger car for £130.
We paid about £100 last year and the car was fine. I think we should get the cheaper one.
OK, I agree.
Shall I book it then? I can do it this afternoon if you give me the information.
Four. What present has the boy bought Alison?
It's Alison's birthday next week. Are you going to get her a present? A book or something?
I don't really know what kind of book she likes. And anyhow, she might think a book's a bit boring. What about earrings? Do you think she'd like those?
Well, I've got her a CD, but I'm sure she'd be really pleased to get some new earrings.
Now listen again.
It's Alison's birthday next week. Are you going to get her a present? A book or something?
I don't really know what kind of book she likes. And anyhow, she might think a book's a bit boring. What about earrings? Do you think she'd like those?
Well, I've got her a CD, but I'm sure she'd be really pleased to get some new earrings.
Five. What time will the next flight to Madrid leave?
Flight RT140 to Pisa, which was due to leave at 2:25, is delayed. It will now depart at 2:55 from gate 30. We would like to apologise to all passengers for this delay. Will passengers for flight TM120 to Madrid please go immediately to gate 15. The flight will depart at 2:45 and is now ready for boarding.
Now listen again.
Flight RT140 to Pisa, which was due to leave at 2:25, is delayed. It will now depart at 2:55 from gate 30. We would like to apologise to all passengers for this delay. Will passengers for flight TM120 to Madrid please go immediately to gate 15. The flight will depart at 2:45 and is now ready for boarding.
That is the end of part one.
Part two. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of new students who are going on a tour of a college. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Thank you all for coming to our college open evening. In a short while, I'll take you around the different departments and facilities. When you start next term, you'll have plenty of time to get to know your teachers and make new friends. For now, I'd just like to show you what the college has to offer. In the first week, many students get lost, and it helps if you know where things are as soon as you arrive. The college has a total of 970 students, all between the ages of 16 and 18, and they study a range of different subjects. You are among the 520 new students joining us this year. Student numbers are growing, and this is an increase on last year when there were 430 new students. First of all, I'll take you to the Robinson Building, where some student work is on display, including a small photographic exhibition. There are always lots of things going on in the department, and every month there are talks by professional artists, as well as visits to local galleries. The building is also used by the Film Club, and you'll be able to pick up more information there if you're interested. Afterwards, we'll have a look round the Study Centre. The centre is open to all students, and it's important that you go there and use what's available. You'll need your student identity card to borrow books, and of course there are fines for returning them late. And this year the college has brought in rules about the use of the centre's computers. All students will have to agree to these before they can use the facilities. Then I'll take you to the Sports Centre. You'll notice some building work going on around there, but don't worry, it'll be finished before next term. The college has a range of sports clubs, and many teams take part in national competitions. If you're interested, you can find out more about the clubs when we get there. All students can use the sports facilities after lessons, but towards the end of next term, students sit their exams in the centre and it will be closed for sport. After the tour, there's no need to return here to the college hall. You can continue to look around on your own. It's probably a good idea to go back to the departments you're interested in and speak to some of the students there. You'll be able to meet your subject teachers on your first day, and they will help you with any other questions that you still have.
Now listen again.
Thank you all for coming to our college open evening. In a short while, I'll take you around the different departments and facilities. When you start next term, you'll have plenty of time to get to know your teachers and make new friends. For now, I'd just like to show you what the college has to offer. In the first week, many students get lost, and it helps if you know where things are as soon as you arrive. The college has a total of 970 students, all between the ages of 16 and 18, and they study a range of different subjects. You are among the 520 new students joining us this year. Student numbers are growing, and this is an increase on last year when there were 430 new students. First of all, I'll take you to the Robinson Building, where some student work is on display, including a small photographic exhibition. There are always lots of things going on in the department, and every month there are talks by professional artists, as well as visits to local galleries. The building is also used by the Film Club, and you'll be able to pick up more information there if you're interested. Afterwards, we'll have a look round the Study Centre. The centre is open to all students, and it's important that you go there and use what's available. You'll need your student identity card to borrow books, and of course there are fines for returning them late. And this year the college has brought in rules about the use of the centre's computers. All students will have to agree to these before they can use the facilities. Then I'll take you to the sports centre. You'll notice some building work going on around there, but don't worry, it'll be finished before next term. The college has a range of sports clubs, and many teams take part in national competitions. If you're interested, you can find out more about the clubs when we get there. All students can use the sports facilities after lessons, but towards the end of next term, students sit their exams in the centre and it will be closed for sport. After the tour, there's no need to return here to the college hall. You can continue to look around on your own. It's probably a good idea to go back to the departments you're interested in and speak to some of the students there. You'll be able to meet your subject teachers on your first day, and they will help you with any other questions that you still have.
That is the end of part 2.